WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic Maureen Corrigan was going to do a piece for us this week about why there are so few novels around anymore about work. But she called us the other day and said she had bigger things than literature on her mind.
My critical edge has been dulled by the things I've been thinking about lately. Important issues like, should the invitations be engraved or laser printed? How many Doric columns should there be on the wedding cake? That's right, I'm getting married soon, and I've become a bridal pod person, invaded body and brain by alien thoughts about marriage. 3 days ago, I lost control of myself completely and bought a white wedding dress. I've already fought about this dress with the groom, as he's now known. He and I are in our mid-30s, and we see ourselves as feminists, as leftists, as people who want to resist rather than be co-opted by convention. A white wedding dress threatens our political identities. There's such a long train of normative cultural signs trailing behind it. Until this week, we've opposed most of the traditional wedding nonsense. The ceremony will be split second short. No Khalil Gibran, no embarrassing personal vows. We torpedoed the photographer's creative idea of superimposing our kissing profiles inside a champagne glass. The groom made a statement for friendship and against gender stereotyping by having his best man be a woman. Okay, we did give the caterer the go-ahead to erect a giant hors d'oeuvre sculpture, but every wedding needs some kitsch. As for clothes, well, I envisioned something slinky in green, a dress Carol Lombard might have worn on a dinner date with Gable. When I shared this dream with David, the man who cuts my hair, he said, "Oh yes, I can't see you in white. After all, you're not 20 anymore." An image of Miss Havisham flashed into my head. Remember her? She's the aged spinster from Great Expectations who sits moldering in her wedding dress, waiting for the groom to show up. Dickens calls her a ghastly waxworks. I thought, why don't I just buy an off-white shroud? That way I can take care of two upcoming events with one dress. I left David's shop feeling insecure about my vanishing youth and my right to be a bride. So I bought a copy of Bride's magazine. Don't laugh. It's full of helpful tips about wedding etiquette and bridal beauty. Like I didn't know that a week before the wedding, I must have my entire body waxed and bleached. The vats are simmering right now. After I read Bride's magazine, regular dresses just looked too plain. That's why I wound up at Kleinfeld's, the foofy dress center of New York. The dresses there are so encrusted with lace and bugle beads, they could walk down that aisle by themselves. I stumbled out of Kleinfeld's and fell into the arms of Jeanette, a no-nonsense Brooklyn dressmaker who's promised to make me look like a doll for the big day. Ay. The problem is, once you decide to get married, you run smack up against the limits of postmodernism. I live much of my life inside inverted commas. But how ironic can you be when you're getting married? So I'm wearing white, ambivalently. The kind of dress I want, one that symbolizes both the specialness of the event and the flaws in the institution of marriage, may not be hanging on the racks yet.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. The big day is in July.